Hi, I'm Mark Thaler, and today I'm here to talk to you about the Age of Exploration. The Age of Exploration was an era of time where mostly European countries, including Spain, England, Portugal, and France, went upon lengthy explorations. This occurred during the early 1400s to the 1600s. These explorations were mainly to find and discover new trade routes. That was the original plan. But these explorations resulted in extensive mapping, cross-cultural exchange, discovery and colonization of Asia, Africa, and the Americas. The Age of Exploration started after new technologies and ideas were brought up during the Renaissance. These ideas mainly included cartography, navigation, and shipbuilding. I believe the most important invention was the caravel. The caravel was the first ship that was used to travel a good amount of distance. This ship was used by the Portuguese, which would make sense why the Portuguese were the first to circumnavigate the world. During this time period, there were many significant explorers. One that goes by the name of Prince Henry the Navigator. Prince Henry was a Portuguese prince that was born in 1394. Although he wasn't a navigator or sailor, Henry sponsored many of the explorations traveled by Portugal. Another explorer from Portugal, Bartholomew Dias. Dias was born in 1450, and his main achievement was in 1488. When he sailed to the Cape of Good Hope. He ended up getting lost at sea in 1500s during another voyage. One more explorer, Vasco da Gama, was again from Portugal. He completed an all-water route to India port of Calicut. He was noticed as the first person to sail directly from Europe to India. The last famous explorer that sailed for Portugal is Ferdinand Magellan. He was born in 1480, and as a young boy, he studied map making and navigation. Magellan is recognized to have led the first European voyage to circumnavigate the world. Now representing the country Spain is explorer Hernando Cortes. Cortes was a Spanish conquistador that conquered the Aztec Empire. Francisco Pizarro, along with Cortes, both were Spanish conquistadors. Except that Pizarro conquered the Incan Empire in Peru. One more Spanish explorer was Amerigo Vespucci. He discovered the new continent, South America, which is why the Americas are named after him. Also, an explorer from Spain that is one of the most famous navigators, Christopher Columbus. Columbus had 4 voyages to the New World on the Santa Maria. He is credited for opening up the Americas to European colonization. On to the French explorer, Jacques Cartier. His major accomplishment is mainly exploring the St. Lawrence River, and naming Canada. Now, Sir Francis Drake, traveling for England, he's recognized as the second person to lead a ship that circumnavigated the world. These explorers weren't just doing their job for fun. There were some motives as well. One of the main motives was to spread Christianity. This was because they wanted Christianity to be the main religion amongst most of the world. Another motive would be the 3 G's, God, glory, and gold. The word God is used because the spread of religion was important. Also, glory is used as a motive of accomplishment for expansion of the European countries. Gold is used because wealth for Europe was a huge factor on how they lived. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm Mark Thaler with the Age of Exploration podcast. I'm signing off. Adios.